Murder Unprompted by Simon Brett. This book is read by Jeffrey Howard. To Danny with Love. Chapter 1. Charles Paris was in the number one dressing room. True, the number one dressing room at the Prince's Theatre, Taunton, was distinguished from the other dressing rooms only by the white plastic numerals screwed onto the door. In size and lack of amenities, they were all identical. And true, Charles was sharing the number one dressing room with another actor, Alex Household, who had a larger part in the play. But the fact remained that, for the duration of the 3-week run of The Hooded Owl, Charles Paris would be in the number one dressing room, and, though publicly he always affected disinterest in such petty distinctions, "men are led by toys," he would say, loftily quoting Napoleon, he was secretly delighted. However cynical he appeared, however logical he was about the likelihood of a sudden breakthrough at the age of 54, his actor's imagination could still leap in seconds to the pinnacles of theatrical success. Dreams of sudden public recognition of his talents had survived almost unchanged from his teens, and reality, in the form of modest achievements and much resting since he had started in the business in 1949, could make little impression on them. So, though he would never actually speak of it, even in his most drunken moments, which in his case were quite drunken, Charles still nursed the tiny hope that The Hooded Owl would be the one, the play on whose crest he would ride into the West End, where his true worth would be instantly appreciated, and he would spend the rest of his life reading scripts rather than grabbing any job that came within reach, becoming a regular on television chat shows, participating in Nights of 1,000 Stars for charity, and describing his favourite room to the Observer Colour Supplement. Since he lived in one room, a dingy bed-sit in Hereford Road, London, W2, this last part of the fantasy had not been fully thought through. In fact,